President Barack Obama's economic recovery plan is on track to pass the Senate after a handful of Republicans and Democrats forced more than $100 billion in cuts in programs that wouldn't create many jobs right away. Irene Lagan reports.
The latest bad economic news from a Labor Department report last Friday came as the Senate voted on a package of measures to spur the economy that could cost $780 billion or more. Economic analyst James Lucier from Alpha Capital Partners in Washington, D.C., says the package is a disaster.
This package, frankly, is a disaster and an embarrassment for Congress.
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama said it was inexcusable and irresponsible to get bogged down in distraction and delay or politics as usual while millions of Americans are being put out of work. Mr. Lucier said Congress is letting Mr. Obama down.
I think Congress is really letting Mr. Obama down right now. The president is calling for something new and innovative. These guys are arguing about whether new sod on the mall counts as stimulus. All of this highway structure, which we don't call pork anymore, we call it infrastructure. Most of that's backloaded into the out years. It's not stimulative, so why fight about it?
A separate report from the Federal Reserve showed consumers reduced credit use for a third straight month in December, a sign of spending caution as jobs disappear. Mr. Lucier said that despite a smooth political transition, Mr. Obama has failed to provide enough direction to Congress.
Look, this has been one of the smoothest political transitions in history. President Obama has had a long time to think through his game plan, and he does have a pretty impressive game plan that's set up for a little later on health care, on energy, on climate, on many, many other areas. I think the mistake was simply turning the first thing over to Congress and not really giving them the guidance they needed to do the job right. Instead, as I said, they're giving the public the unfortunate impression that the stimulus package is just another colossal bailout plan.
Analysts say there was no sign of relief on the horizon and that conditions were clearly worsening and will do so until confidence improves. I'm Irene Lagan.